This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Now that the state's stay-at-home order has been lifted, some employers can bring back half of their workforce. But some employees feel like they're faced with a tough decision, return to work or put their health at risk. On Monday, Governor Polis said certain employees will be protected under a new executive order.
It's illegal for your employer to force you back to work. If you're a member of a vulnerable population, they're putting you at risk for doing so.
The order requires employers to accommodate parents with kids at home and protects unemployment benefits for those who refuse to return to unsafe conditions. Denver is dipping into reserve money to help with its pandemic response. Denver City Council has approved taking $17 million from the Taxpayer Bill of Rights reserve money to help with shelter costs and medical supplies. The city will have to restore those reserves next year. The state Supreme Court will hear a case to determine which candidates will be on the Democratic primary ballot for U.S. Senate. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
A Denver district judge ordered the Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold to place Michelle Ferrigno-Warren on the Democratic Senate primary ballot, even though the candidate didn't turn in enough valid signatures. The judge ruled that Ferrigno-Warren's signature-gathering efforts could be considered sufficient to qualify for the primary ballot because of the extraordinary circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic. She only collected half of the required signatures. Griswold has appealed the decision and says there must be a uniform standard. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The weather is mostly sunny and getting warmer toward the end of the week. This is CPR News.